What's up, friends, and welcome. We are busting some body pain myths today. I got Dr. Ashley in the house. What's up, Ash?
What's going on, guys?
One of the things that we hear a lot and deal a lot with is low back pain, right? And a lot of people come in, and one of the big things that you hear when people come in with low back pain or pain kind of in that lower lumbar or lower leg area sometimes is sciatica, concerns they have sciatica. It's like, oh, I have this pain. It's in my low back. I think I have sciatica, which they may sometimes have sciatica, but most likely, in your experience, they do not.
No. My follow-up question every time, if somebody says off the bat, like, ah, it's my sciatica, I'll just be like, well, who diagnosed you? And more often than not, they'll say, oh, it was, you know, I just think I have it. I've had it for years. It just goes down my hip and down my leg. Sometimes, you know, I'll get folks that that say, oh, yeah, I went to the ER and the doctor said that I had sciatica and that I should just go see a chiropractor and get it fixed. So I think a lot of the misconception here is that people are getting overdiagnosed or misdiagnosed, really. So, you know, what is it? Like, it makes me question if people really actually know what sciatica is. And at the end of the day, medically, its truest definition is that your sciatic nerve that runs from your lumbar spine all the way down your leg is being affected somehow. And most commonly, two different ways. One, compression from the nerve root, meaning at your lumbar spine. So most times, if you're having sciatica, you should have both low back pain and leg pain, not just leg. And then the second most common way to get it is compression through your piriformis muscle, which is more uncommon with this diagnosis or with this condition. So knowing exactly where it's coming from and if thy sciatic nerve is actually being affected is important to know, because sometimes it could just be your SI joint. It could also just be radiating pain coming from a muscle in your back that you pulled or strained. You could also just have weak glutes. So you have pain radiating from that area down your leg into your hamstring. But most people just place sciatica on the fact that they have leg pain all the time. And that's not necessarily what it is.
Yeah, this is one of those that is very prone for misdiagnosis or overdiagnosis.
Definitely.
Or a lack of depth in the diagnostic process.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see a lot, right, on this one, is that it's oftentimes something we need to get into a little bit more deeply to really understand what's going on. Because at the end of the day, you know, as a person who's in pain, yes, you want to know what it is so that you can then understand how to get treatment for it.
Right.
And if you think it's sciatica, because that's what you've been told, or you did some research, or got, you know, Dr. Google or WebMD kind of has led you to a conclusion, or another doc has led you to that conclusion, when in fact it's not that, the treatments and things you might be doing for your sciatica might have zero impact then on is actually causing the pain. And that's the real bummer.
That happens all the time. That happens all the time. People with true sciatica coming in and doing the completely wrong exercises, making their symptoms even worse. And people who don't have it, say it's not sciatica and it's just some sort of, you know, joint restriction or muscle thing. Again, doing the wrong exercises, not doing the correct things. And so they either come here worse off, or they come here seeing, you know, I've seen 10 different people and majority of them told me to do the same exercises or renditions of the same thing, and nothing has seemed to make it better. So that misdiagnosis piece is super important, because if you treat it incorrectly, you're just going to be in pain for, you know, however long. I've seen people with years and years and years of pain with this condition or not getting better. And oftentimes, if you diagnose it right, it's a quick fix, really. And so, for example, if I'm seeing a patient and they are exhibiting true sciatic pain, treating it correctly with the proper nerve techniques can actually get rid of it real fast. They'll notice a complete difference if we deload their discs, maybe try a little bit of flossing.
A series of treatments, we're going to make significant progress when it's true sciatica. It's not, you know, I think it's one of those things that people think, oh, well, I've had this for years. It's probably going to take forever to get rid of this.
Yep.
The fact is that no, when we have an actual case of sciatica, we diagnose it properly, which we're experts at doing, and then we apply our like very specific and very successful treatment methodology protocols over a series of treatments, that's going to resolve. You know, we're going to see incredible progress on that pain.
100%.
So that's why when people, that's why it's so frustrating, I think, and such a, so, you know, I feel bad for people when they've had an issue like this for years. I know I've sent some people in here who have said to me, like, oh, I can't, you know, stopped running from, because I have this really bad sciatica.
Right.
A good friend of mine who had, like, he couldn't run anymore.
Right.
He'd gone to a bunch of different places and it just would keep coming back. And I was like, you know, come go see, go to Head to Toe, man. They're going to really be able to help you understand what's going on. Because clearly the other stuff you've tried hasn't worked and the other places you've gone haven't. So whether it's because it's a misdiagnosis or because they're the wrong treatment method, whatever, go somewhere where they're going to work on this until it's fixed. Because you want to run again, right? And he did. And he came in and sure enough, you know, over a series of treatments.
Totally.
He got better.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, yes, we want to help fix and educate you on how to maintain. But at the same time, we will get you also to the right providers. Maybe you need an MRI. Like, maybe it's way worse than we thought. Maybe you need an X-ray. Maybe we need to send you over to Sage or any of our naturopathic friends for additional help inflammatory-wise. We just want to make sure that we're getting, you know, we're ticking the right boxes as far as getting rid of your pain, especially if our treatment doesn't help, because sometimes it doesn't.
So the number one myth here, the key point that we want to make in, busting this body pain myth, is understanding the right and getting the right diagnosis. Understanding what is the real cause of the pain, and then getting the right diagnosis to get the right treatment plan and the right team in place, et cetera, to get that pain resolved, dealt with, and also then get the right education, the right rebuilding, the right strengthening and conditioning so that it doesn't come back.
Yep. And if you have been asking yourself this question of, do I have it or not, give us a call, set up an appointment, and we'll help you figure it out.
Dr. Ash, thanks for helping shed some light onto this tricky topic and something that a lot of people get wrong. Appreciate your insight. Appreciate you taking some time today.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.